has made his way upstairs from the locker room. Good afternoon, Ty.
Good evening, Dale.
Good morning. Good evening,
everyone.
Good day. You showed up on the injury report kind of out of nowhere late in the week, and they said you were a little sick or something. How'd you feel yesterday? Because you didn't look too bad.
I won't bring much light to my situation because everybody's a little banged up and everybody has something. But, yeah, I was a little under the weather there. But, I felt like playing football yesterday. That's why I came up and I had a job to do. So I came to do work. So, just a little bug, that's all.
I think it was during week one or maybe before week one. I questioned your defense. You gave me a look. You gave me one of those.
I told you, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Don't get it twisted.
Now, but after four games,
yeah,
how would you analyze this defense? I mean, how would you assess it?
I think it's still a work in progress. I mean, we have put some solid work out there between the white lines. At the same time, it has been a lot of turnover, and guys are starting to get more accustomed to each other, both not only on the field but in the meeting room and asking each other questions and things like if you're gonna be 5 yards off this hash, I'll be over here, I'll cover your back, those things that become second nature with players that's played for years, so it's still a work in progress, and I think we still have much room to grow.
There's a rookie in the National Football League who plays for the Ravens. In fact, was lined up against you for much of the game until he got switched over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He was the subject of a book that we read. We took to with some interest to Michael Orr's story. What'd you think playing against him yesterday?
He's a big young guy. I mean, he's athletic. I think he'll be a good player in this league. I actually had the same book that you're talking about, but. I think I'm gonna toss it out to yesterday. I mean, as a young player, he's a little mouthy, so I'm gonna.
Is he?
Yeah.
Was he talking a lot yesterday?
He was talking a little bit yesterday. He was, man, but I didn't respect that much.
Did it make any sense?
It wasn't genuine. Some people say stuff that they mean.
Yeah.
And sometimes people say stuff that they mean, and then. Other times people say stuff for a crowd, and it wasn't all directed towards me. It was it was real, it's fraudulent. I just don't respect stuff like that. But at the same time, he will be a good player. He'll be, I can see him being a good player in this league.
We had one of those scary moments in football happen yesterday when Gaither went down and was down for a good long while there.
Yeah.
Is it hard to go back out there and concentrate on what you're supposed to do and the play you're supposed to make in the immediate aftermath of something like that happening?
Yeah, actually, I was in on that play and didn't really know what had transpired there. But, when the blood is boiling and you're playing a game like that, and for that one moment, you just kind of sit back and tell yourself, don't take this for granted, But I don't think it, for most guys, I don't think it really slow anybody up, as far as like when you go back out there and playing it or whatever the case might be. But it put things in perspective, It didn't look like a bad play, I don't think.
No, it was kind of weird. He just sort of got sandwiched in there.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look, but I mean, things happen like that. I mean, sometimes a guy just take off running and, boom, look at Umanura last year, just going around the corner with the Giants and then boom, his knee, it's just little stuff like that you think you can't take this game for granted.
Speaking of that, now you're in your 20s, still a very young guy. Can you imagine playing football at 40 years old? Because I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this.
I know it'd take a unique type of person to do that. I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, well, I'm going Junior Seau. The rumors are that he's about to return to the Patriots. Junior is 40 years old. And you've had some time to spend with him, obviously, as a teammate, but off the field, too.
Yeah.
Is he that special personality
you're
talking about?
Oh, he is. He is, man. He has some competitive juice. I mean, you just think back on anyone in life. you, Dale, anyone here in this crowd, and, you know, somebody kind of put logs on that fire that told you you couldn't do this or do that, or, you know, just told you something that you feel like you had to prove somebody wrong, and that's kind of what drives you throughout your whole life, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, Mike, well, you know, you're not going to be, you know, a good journalist, or you're not going to be, you know, whatever, a book writer,
I'm
whatever.
Still not.
Yeah. You know, whatever the case might be, but that's what drives you, you know what I mean? And, but at 40 years old and to play this game, I mean, you're talking about dog years. I mean, that guy might be 80, you know what I mean, in football years, you know, but he definitely has something special about him. I'll tell you a quick story. One time he and I was out of a preseason game a couple years ago, and I went out to the game. We were playing Tennessee in a preseason game, and me and him, we had went out and just had a bite to eat, and I went to the bathroom. He put a ton of salt in my food, so I didn't get to enjoy it, and they found that funny. But fast forward to our conversation we was having that night, and we were just talking football, and everything was all happy-go-lucky, and then he just went into, like, his other personality, and he just started talking about, you know, just continuing to get better and outworking your opponent, and just, I mean, everything. And this was about 12 a.m. at night, you know, close to 12 a.m., and I'm like, I had a drink or two. I had a drink or two, if you can imagine that. I had a beer or two, but I sweated everything I had out, and this dude had my blood boiling to the point. I went home at 12, a little bit after 12 a.m., and I'm lifting weights. and running at home, you know, and downstairs in the basement. And I can't go into detail about. I mean, he was a special guy. Like I say, if what you're saying is true, that would be the unique person that I can see doing that. You know, what I mean, it's only so many guys that can do that. I can't see myself doing it at 40. I'll tell you that.
I think too, there's something about a personality and. Michael and I have noticed in a very short period of time, Fred Taylor seems to have that personality for us. He's that impressive. You know, you just talk to the man, and even though we don't know him very well, he's just got that something about him, you know, that you know is there. Yeah. And I got the feeling Junior is like that, too, where he doesn't have to say a lot before you realize there's a whole lot going on there.
Oh, no, you don't. Actually, Fred, I didn't know him much before him coming to this team. But, you know, we have played against each other and had that mutual respect with each other and, you know, have, you know, maybe said a couple things to each other after the game, after we played each other. And when he came here, you know, me and him had a conversation. He came in here with the attitude where he wasn't talking about, the running back. I know I don't play offense, I don't play running back. He wasn't like the running back position. My position, you know, he came in here. And he was saying things like, "Hey, you know, I just want to mentor this guy, you know, Maroney, and I was like him when I first came in and had, you know, a ton of injuries and things like that. My career kind of got off to the same start he has, you know, got off to, and I just want to help him and do, you know, everything is about helping him and winning. And of course, you know, he want to win. You know, it was kind of rocky down there in Jacksonville over his 11 years, first 11 years, but." Everything is just, you know, based on helping and, you know, motivating. And, you know, he's another one of those unique guys that, he's not a me guy. He's a special person.
I think Junior's a little louder, though.
Junior is a little louder. The guy can be off somewhere giving motivational speeches.
Sounds like a preacher to me, doesn't it?
He can be doing that world tour deal, doing motivational speeches and just be living off of that. But
that's his next gig.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
I've never had the opportunity. I've always wanted to hear Irving Fryer preach because I've talked to him, and he's kind of got that Junior kind of personality to him. Folks who have heard him at his church in Florida say, he can bring it.
He bring it, you know.
I would love to hear it some Sunday morning. You know?
He brings those tangibles, man, along with him, and he's a special personality. And if like you say, if he's coming here, man, I definitely welcome him.
Make some room. Make some room for Junior Seau.
All right.
We'll go around saying,
I think we got a little room. We can make a little room.
He'll be going around saying, hey, buddy.
Buddy.
Call everybody buddy. Buddy.
That's it.
Have you?
It's a nice little trick if you forget somebody's name.
Oh, I do it all the time.
And they call his kids his little coconuts.
Oh, coconuts.
He's so tropical.
Have you played in Denver much in your career? How many times have you been out there?
I think I played once or twice there in college. And I think a couple times here once during the regular season and then in the playoffs.
Any effect on you? That mile-high air and all that stuff they talk about?
No. What takes my breath is if I get a couple hundred, 300-pound guys across and tussling with them guys. That's why I take more breath out of me than anything. But, I don't think it's a big effect.
How about the Josh McDaniels effect?
The Josh McDaniels effect? we'll see.
No effect.
He's doing good out there.
He's got that defense playing great.
Yeah, I checked it around yesterday. He looked like they're doing good things out there. And it looked like they stuck their neck out there on the line for him. So that's a good thing for him. And, he deserved it. But not this week.
It seems like wherever former Bill Belichick coaches go, they bring former Bill Belichick players with them, and that makes some sense.
Right.
So you'll have some guys out there that you know.
You're right.
Will you reserve all your talking and helloing until after the game?
Yeah, I'm going to treat this like a Super Bowl week. I'm not picking up the phone and nothing like that. I don't need nobody calling me, sweet-talking me. You need anything when you get in town and none of that stuff. I don't need all that.
So no calls from Gaffney, no calls from Hochstein.
No, I don't need none of that. No, I stopped showing after the game.
After the game, you can be friendly enough, but
that's
not before.
It. Yeah. No, no fraternizer.
Kind of like your style. Well, it's always fun to talk with you. Congratulations on the win yesterday. Good luck next week.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.